You mean before there were electric refrigerators, we used to have ice refrigerators, honey. And you had to buy so much ice every day to keep the stuff cool. And if it was a real hot day, you know, the ice didn't last too long. And sometimes the milk would go sour, or the butter would go rancid or something before the next, before the man would get around the next day, you know, when he's got to serve so many customers, and then he runs out of ice and he's got to go back to the ice house. That's the ice my husband used to make.
They'd come once a day? It was that
once a day, darling. Once a day. Good. And you could buy as big a piece of ice as you wanted, you know.
Do you ever, to break up the ground for planting, you break it up using
a shovel?
Or something that a horse would pull?
Oh, you mean, I'm not too familiar with farm tools.
Do you ever hear of plows?
A plow, right, uh-huh.
Do you ever hear of different kinds of plows?
No.
What's something like a plow that had a little teeth in it to break up the clods?
Oh,
dirt?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you ever hear? And when you're plowing, the plow cut sort of a trench.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever hear a name for that?
No, dog.
And what about when you have two horses plowing? Do you ever hear a name for one? And do you ever hear people talk about raising cotton?
I know my, I believe my husband's aunt used to raise cotton.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard of, I would love to have seen, I've seen it as I rode along, you know, seeing people pick cotton, and now it's done by machine, you know, but I've never known anybody that actually picked the cotton or seen them picking it, you know, and I would really like to see it when it's being picked. I would really like to see that, but I've never seen it.
Have you ever seen a cotton bowl?
No. I've always been, it's already been picked.
Yeah.
Or that it's not developed yet, you see.
It's about as, you can hold it in your hand, it's got all these little seeds all in it.
Really? No, I've never seen one.
I just thought when I was a kid, my father got me some from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And I used to, you know, sit and try to pull the seeds out. Do you ever hear of people, when they get to thin it out with a hoe, do you ever hear of a name for that? Like scraping or chopping cotton? Do you ever hear? What sort of grass grows up in the field where you don't want it? Or out in your yard?
Oh, ain't it disgusting? All that bull grass and everything. Oh, we got so much of that all over now.
What's bull grass?
Bull grass, very stubborn, thick grass and everything.
Uh-huh.
It really is terrible. And it looks so horrible, you know, and you just got to keep cutting and cutting, that's all. And I wonder what it could do to get rid of that stuff, because it seems like it gets worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's all over here. It's terrible.
What kinds of fences would people have around the farm? What's the kind of fence with the little twisted wire?
I don't know.
What kinds of fences would they have around, say, a building or schoolhouse or something?